Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ba-da-da-ba-da.
Halala Show Season 3, Mix Number
23.
26.
Isa pa, isa pa. Nagulay na ko sa Season 3 eh.
Okay.
One more time. Ba-da-da-ba-da.
Halala Show Season 3, Mix Number
26.
26, the magic number. Second time's the charm. Welcome to the Hala Hala Show, everybody.
Hello, everyone. I am recording at home, like literally I'm in my childhood bedroom.
Nice.
And it's just full of crap, honestly.
Awesome, oh, awesome.
And my Barbies.
Great. Mattel, what's up?
Come on, Mattel.
Anyway, speaking of, you know, we've always wanted Mattel as a sponsor, but we do have a little sponsor for this mix, Rika G.
Yeah, Tinder.
Tinder. Shout out to Tinder. We have a special collaboration with Tinder. If you don't know what Tinder is, where have you been the last 10 years?
You've been on your phone?
Yeah. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that later on in the mix. So stay tuned for that. But if it's a first time listening here to the Halala Show, tell them about the program.
What's up, everyone? So this is JC and Rika reporting to you live.
Duty, report for duty.
In the same time zone. But
for now,
we start with telling you all about our lives. It's called Where You Been. And then we go to our TTs.
The TTs or the trending topics for today. So we have a few. Some of them might not have trended here in the Philippines, but they did trend online. But some did also trend online as well as here in the Philippines. The first one we're going to talk about is the World XL Championship. And when we say XL, spell it, Rika G.
E-X. I want to say C.
Mm-hmm.
E-L.
Tama. World XL, as in Microsoft Excel.
Dude,
Championship.
That's a skill, man.
It is a skill.
I know a boss in one of the big companies. And that's one of the skills that they look for.
Okay.
An employee.
It definitely is. I think, the people we're going to talk about, they are the cream of the crop. So we'll talk about that. And it was actually broadcast on a sports channel, like ESPN. It was broadcast on ESPN. Yeah, it's like esports. The second thing is it's a mix between Titi's and Odd Diba. Rika found something about a fish, a special fish.
I don't want to say what happened to the fish, but okay. It's very unfortunate what happened. So got to be tuned for that.
Okay. And then, of course, the last thing that trended a few days, I think over the weekend, celebrity Donalyn, how do you say her last name?
Bartolome.
Her birthday party, which she dubbed a canto-themed birthday party, went viral for, a lot of people would say for the wrong reasons.
We'll share
our thoughts about it.
I have some thoughts.
Me too. So we'll talk about that. If you want to skip to those straight away, you can just jump to the timestamps below. But let's start with Where You Been, where we talk about our lives.
You start, because I start.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay,
great. So I just have a few short things, because I know you and I, we hosted something this past Monday.
Yes.
So I guess I'll end on that. But just to kick things off, I have to recommend some movies. All right. I have to recommend, because, you know, the Leche fans love when we recommend shit to them. And I have to say, in the theaters right now, Bullet Train is definitely worth a watch.
Ooh.
It is good. It's a good movie. If you watch the trailer, it doesn't give away too much. But if you haven't watched the trailer for Bullet Train, I don't watch it. Just go see it. If you are into action, if you are into anime, even though it's not an anime movie, I think of it. It's like a live action anime. It's full of action. There's great visuals. It stars Brad Pitt. It stars Aaron Taylor Johnson, Brian Tyree Henry. If you ever watch Atlanta or Eternals, he plays Fastos in Eternals. Dude, it is a really fun time. There's movies that aren't going to win Academy Awards or whatever, but they are just such a blast to watch. Kind of like Top Gun Maverick.
Right.
I don't think it's on Top Gun Maverick level. It's not on that level, but it is equally as enjoyable, I would say. So I feel recommend like, Bullet Train.
I feel like this world needs more of movies like that.
Yeah, just easy breezy, fun right. Popcorn.
Because you know me. I am a Transformers apologist.
Oh yeah, I love Transformers. Better than like it's Transformers is great, man.
It is. I'm just saying that, you know, I know that it won't win the Academy Award or whatever, but it did, right? Like,
Did it win? Maybe visuals or sound design, maybe, because the sound design in Transformers is sick,
right?
Can you do the Optimus Prime? Inasi Optimum Pride. Oh man, great movie, except for the Mark Wahlberg one. I did not like that one.
What?
I did not like that. I like the Shia LaBeouf one, and I like Bumblebee, but I did not like the Dark Moon or whatever it's called.
Not because you don't like Mark Wahlberg, right?
Mark Wahlberg is okay. I mean, he's had a lot of like history, whatever, that you might, I don't know if you can get over that shit, whatever, but his movies overall are solid.
Mm-hmm. I watched Mark Wahlberg movies this week.
You did?
I did.
Okay. I look forward to, well, you want to just talk about it right now in case you forget? Okay. Well, which Mark Wahlberg movie?
I watched, well, this is one of my favorite movies out there. And I like watching those like war movies or like very pop, you know what I mean? Like
yeah, I get you.
Band of Brothers kind of movie. But I watched Patriot's Day, which is about the Boston Marathon bombing.
I like that movie.
I love that. It makes me cry every single time, mm-hmm. every single time. And I actually like the character. It's fun to know that the character of Mark Wahlberg there is actually like an amalgamation of different like police
forces,
what do you call this? Like members. It's not just one person who did all of that. It's actually like, all a team or like two, three people.
Right.
And they kind of just made it into one character for the movie. Obviously there are a lot of, like, what do you call that? Like artistic
liberties
that they made for the movie. But I really got into like researching about what happened to
the real events, like what actually happened versus the movie.
And even the criminal behind it, you know,
mm-hmm.
he's still alive, by the way. And 2022, he actually sued the people in the prison that he was in and stuff, something like that.
That was the killer that went viral also for, and it was so weird. Do you remember that when people were thirsting over him? Like girls were thirsting. That was so strange.
He was 18 when that happened.
Yeah.
He was 18. Anyway, so that's a pretty interesting movie. If you guys want to watch it, you guys please do. And I also watched Lone Survivor.
I love Lone Survivor too.
It's in Afghanistan. I know. I totally forgot because what I remember the scene that really stuck to me the most was when everything was just silent and then
they were waiting to shoot.
They were waiting to shoot, mm-hmm. right? Because they can't shoot out of nowhere, right? Yeah. They can't like engage.
Rules of engagement. Yeah.
So anyway, that was what I remember. And then I totally forgot one of the most chilling scenes there where they jumped off the cliff.
Yeah, and they're just rolling on the rocks and shit.
They were just rolling down the mountain. That's crazy how they survived it. It's so weird.
It's insane.
It's insane because at that point they had gunshot wounds already, you know, like one of them had like cuts on their face and stuff like that. And then after rolling down the mountain, and it's not like a soft, you know, like surface, it's rocks.
Mm-hmm.
No, they were still alive, man.
And they fought like, I don't know how many, like dozens or maybe even hundreds of people.
Yeah.
And you look up the, because both of the movies you watch are based off of real events. Did you look up the kind of the discrepancies?
And it's just so, not discrepancies, but I kind of just read about the real story. Mm-hmm. It's crazy that the survivor, the actual survivor, was in the movie. He was part of the cast.
Yeah, I think he made a cameo, right?
Yeah, he made like multiple cameos.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just cool. And then I looked up like how heavy is their gear? Yeah, when they go into combat or like when they're out in the field, mm-hmm. how heavy can they carry like a Navy SEAL? Mm-hmm. Apparently, their gear is a little over 100 pounds.
Jesus.
And they walk for a really long time. Mm-hmm. And that's and not just walk. Sometimes they would have to run.
Yeah.
Go up the mountain mm-hmm. with 100 pounds on your back.
Yeah. Plus their, I don't know if the 100 pounds includes their weapon, but the, you know, even something like a handgun is super yeah. heavy. I don't know if you've ever held a handgun, like a real handgun, not like an airsoft or BB gun, like a real handgun. It's really heavy.
And actually, then, ngayon, I think hindi na, like ako, I didn't know that, that, you know, a gun, like a full on gun mm-hmm. is actually really heavy.
Super.
As in, you can't just put it over your shoulder. That's why it's also like a weapon, even if you don't fire it, like when you hit a person with your actual gun, it yeah. can actually hurt a person.
Like so. The butt of your gun, like yeah, the rifles they do that in movies that's, and video
that
games.
That shit is shit. Crazy. Mm-hmm. And then how, because the first part of the movie, remember, it's not a spoiler, but the first part of the movie, they show clips of actual Marines training. Mm-hmm. And that shit's crazy. Like they stay in the water for like a couple of hours. And then there's like the scene where there's a pool where they just kind of just throw them in the pool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're training, right?
Yeah. They're training like Nahimata. And I'm like, I was wondering, do people get seriously hurt in training? How do they survive?
A lot of them wash out of the training though. Like, yeah. Have you seen like I've watched maybe documentaries online and I think on like Discovery Channel, or whatever. Have you seen the one where they're all like arms are together and they're in the water?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
like they have to stay there for like 10 hours or some crazy yeah, shit like that. Wild,
it's really
no?
a mental game, I think.
It is. Most yeah. of it. Is because I know I know Patriots Day is on Netflix. Is Lone Survivor on Netflix too right now?
Lone Survivor is in another streaming service.
Okay.
That you can probably pay for, but yeah.
Yes. All right. You know, but speaking, actually, that's a perfect segue to like the last movie I was going to recommend. Actually, it was recommended by one of our Leche fans, June, on our mm-hmm. Facebook group a couple weeks ago. 13 Lives, which is based on the true story of the cave rescue in Thailand. If you remember in 2018, there was a team of Thai kids who, you remember? Mm-hmm. It's great, dude. It's on Amazon. It's really good.
I remember watching 33. You remember that?
I don't remember that. Is that a war movie?
No, it's the same. Like they got stuck in the caves.
Documentary. Maybe it's a documentary.
Maybe.
Yeah. But 13 Lives, it's based off of the true story of that rescue. And you know, if what's great about the film is that when I looked it up afterwards, they were pretty accurate. Like, you know, I don't think there was as many artistic liberties as there was in, let's say, Patriots Day or Lone Survivor.
It's a documentary, right?
Yeah. Well, no, this one isn't a documentary. It's a film. But there is a documentary, which I hear is even better, which I think I'm going to try to watch it maybe later this weekend. But the film itself is really good. It stars Colin Farrell, Viggo Mortensen, who you might know as Aragorn from Lord of the Rings. Mm-hmm. I forgot who else. I forgot the other diver who's in there. The guy from Warrior. But yeah, highly recommend it. It's emotional. I actually cried at the end of the movie, man. It's just it'll make you cry.
A good cry. It's
yeah, it's because it's really emotional all throughout. But not in like a tearjerker, like we're trying to make you cry way. It's just the emotional weight of what was going on. You kind of feel it through the film. So great film. Go watch 13 Lives. Other than that, I just got a new card/board game. Well, it's a card game, but I guess it's classified under the board game category. It's called Hanabi. We should play before you leave, Rika G.
Okay.
Hanabi, it's a card game where you kind of put the cards to your head. And so you don't know your cards, but the people you're playing with sees your cards and you kind of have to communicate information using the rules. And mm-hmm. you try to work together to complete the mission in this case, to complete a set of fireworks. So
I'm gonna kill that shit.
You maybe
rules? Rules? I love rules.
Yeah, you were so good at resistance, remember? Resistance. If anyone's ever played resistance, Rika and I played one time with our friends, and Rika pretended to be a spy when she wasn't supposed to be a spy.
I was supposed to be a good
you were supposed to be resistance.
Yeah.
usually that was my week in a nutshell, but then it culminated on Monday with hosting that Rika and I did. So let's just talk about the hosting, and I guess we'll just segue to your week. But we had a great hosting for Essilor Philippines.
Yeah. So super shout out to Essilor. Thank you guys for always getting me. And then they asked me if I could recommend a host that I have like rapport with. And I'm like, of course, JC. Hey,
who else?
Yeah, who else? And then, but and then because, you know, serendipity, you know, just kidding. the script writer for the event, who they also always get, is Yudes from
Kudazzers.
So we had like a really nice reunion because we were there at our call time was 3 p.m. And you know what? I kind of understood you know, our call time because it's such a big event that they really need a lot of
leeway
and they took really good care of us. There's like free Wi-Fi, we had coffee, food, so I didn't even feel the 5 hours that we waited for, you know,
we were just hanging, having fun.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. It was like in this function room in Okada, and plus it's in Okada, so it's a really nice place. And then the event itself was epic. That's like the only word I can describe the whole event.
Ang ganda ng ano nung guest nila, their opening performer.
Yeah, dude.
El Gamma Penumbra.
I love them. I really like their performance even on TV.
The winners of Asia's Got Talent. They do the shadow puppet plays. Oh. It was incredible.
It's incredible how they do that shit.
Okay, we saw behind the scenes because one sees that shit. So I saw what they were doing. We saw what they were doing. Grabbing on, you know, like the amount of coordination that they have to pull that off, to make it for the audience to see what the audience is seeing.
And it's really cool that they customize each performance for each client, I'm guessing. Because if you saw, I don't know if you saw.
Yeah, but I did. I saw the screen,
They had like Krizal there and Essilor. Pretty cool.
It was a story about glasses.
Yeah. And if I was the client who was paying them, right?
I'd be
happy to see that, dude. Worth it. Sobrang worth it nila, TBH.
Grabe na.
It's like a whole production. And you could see them like behind the scenes, like they're praying, like they're, you know. And yeah, it was really nice. But the whole event, honestly, was just like an hour and a half, if I'm not mistaken.
Ang bilis nga. I was so surprised because I didn't know anything about the script. We didn't see the script till the day of.
Feeling ko din kasi they understood that our job was mainly to, you know, just to communicate how their new product was really nice. You guys should get it because most of the people who were there were doctors, right?
Yes.
Right? Eye doctors. Mm-hmm. And then I also saw my mom's cousin, so my tito, who was there, and we had a photo, and then the whole event, honestly, for me was so light.
Yeah. And it was your last hosting. Did you say that because you're not going to take any more?
Because I have a lot of things to deal with the next few weeks. You know, I have to cover accommodation and packing up and cleaning the condo and like transferring the condo contract to another person. You know what I mean?
So
like,
congrats on your last hosting in the Philippines, man. I'm glad it was with me, man. I'm so happy.
I know. It's like full circle. But I was actually telling myself, but what if another hosting comes up? I was thinking, unless it is life-changing.
Right. 1 million.
I mean, I'd have to pass because I think people don't really realize that, you know, coming to a hosting, it's not just that day. It's not just the day of. It's like pre-prod before, all the contracts and all the papers you need to sign and stuff, diba? So it's like, it'll really eat up a lot of your other days. So I decided, you know, I need to be a big girl about it and just recommend, you know, friends who can take the hosting. So anyway, that was really nice. And it was really nice to be in Okada too. Because you know how...
I love Okada. You know how much I love
Okada. Sobrang daming nangyayari sa Okada lagi. And it's like a 24/7 thing. Hindi silang sasara.
Yeah, they never close.
They never close, dude. I don't think hindi din worth it mag-close kasi parang bubuksan mo lahat yun, di ba?
So shout out to Essilor. That was really like one of the, like a really smooth, well-run event.
Yeah,
great, dude. You know, great stage managers.
Remember one of the things that you were impressed about? The sound system.
The sound system was lit.
Yeah, I didn't get the company or whatever, but their sound system, there in that event was just so good.
Ang linis. It's a clean audio.
And even the production team, remember, even our teleprompter.
Smooth.
They didn't like fuck up or whatever.
So yeah.
Really nice. Really nice.
Great. It was great. How about the rest of your week, though? What did you do before that?
So I'll just tell you about, I went to, ano pa ba? Oh, Ryan and I had a family day out. We went to his father's side to visit his cousins, his Lola, which is in Fairview, which was really nice because I got to see baby photos of Ryan. So you best believe I took photos of that shit. And okay. I want to post it online, though. All right. Anyway, after that, I went to another session for Steso. Because you know how like the skin clinic that I go to, I super recommend one of their best treatments there is called Firmabella. Dude, you really have to try it. As in,
Firmabella.
Yeah.
That sounds amazing.
And I do it every week. And like by the second session, I could, like people have told me na parang pumayat yung face ko. And it's because of Firmabella. And I cannot thank them enough. Actually, earlier today, I went there again for another session. And then after that, it was my sister's birthday, August 12. We went to like a yakiniku K-barbecue thing in SM North. So that was really nice. And I was actually teasing my mom. Na parang, ma, iiyak ka ba kapag alis ko? Tapos yung mom ko, sucks lang. Sucks lang. Ha lang. Tapos... So after that, had just had drinks with friends after that. And then, Saturday, actually I had a hosting with Watson's, which was really nice because I got to see my high school friend, Retty. She got me for the Watson's event because she works for Watson's, which is super cool. I would love to work for Watson's, honestly.
Yeah, they have they have everything you need.
They have everything, honestly, like the hand wash, body lotions, body wash. Anyway, their newest endorser is Kuya Kim. And then I got to see Kuya Kim live. I got to talk to him.
With the hat, right? He wears the same hat?
Yeah, dude, in boots. I got to talk to him about sports and nutrition, which is honestly something that I like to talk about too. So those are really nice. It was a media launch. So it's just it's an intimate event. So there were only like 20 to 30 people. Mm. Which was no big deal because I know how to, because you know how sometimes when, like, let's say the event of SLR, you need to be large and big, you need to be expressive. Yeah. When it comes to events like a media launch or like a consumer launch, you need to be a little reserved, but not too much.
Yes.
So thankfully, they were very interested in what Kuya Kim had to say, and it was a very engaging audience.
Ano yung connect ni, I mean, what did he talk about? Like, Watson's Kuya Kim, what is the thing?
He's the newest endorser of B Complex, the B Complex vitamins.
Makes sense.
Because you know how he's like very active, and although he's like parang medyo nasa, sabi nga niya, parang even though I'm in the older age already, you need B Complex for not just for energy but for your mood, apparently. Right. Like for people who are cranky or whatever, maybe meron daw parang deficiency with B complex. Mm-hmm. And here's like a really good point that he brought up. You can actually get vitamin B in protein, but then again, you would want to watch your cholesterol, your calories, and stuff like that. So, so parang it just makes sense that you get it from
another source.
Like,
yeah,
another source like like medicine, right?
Right.
So that was. Parang napaisip talaga ako na parang maybe I do need B complex in my life. As in like, sabi ko, ang effective naman ni Kuya Kim na ano, endorser.
Ang vitamin C lang ako minsan eh.
Yeah, but right? Dude, kasi sabi niya parang even the nerves. Kasi sometimes here in the Philippines, meron tayong titag na pasma. Apparently, pag ganun daw pala most of the time, it's like B complex.
Deficiency.
Ah. So, ang dami daw.
Ang galing mag-endorse ni Kuya Kim. Grabe, di ba?
Nakita ko siya na live na magsabi ng, alam mo ba? Yung ganun.
Alam mo ba? Vitamin B.
Ang saya. It was really nice. He was very cool. I mean, like, you know, because he's a TV host, obviously, you don't need, ako nga, parang naisip ko, I don't need a lot of you know, like downtime. Kasi kapag may downtime siya, magsasalita. Alam mo yun. So that was really nice. Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, dude,
what?
We had it in Marco Polo and they served us food from Marco Polo. My God, their bread pudding is just out of this world. I don't know how you can buy it. I don't know if they have it in their buffet or you can you order it somewhere. Mm-hmm. But the bread, oh wait, bread and, I don't know, bread and, but no.
Bread
cinnamon
pudding.
Butter bread pudding.
Oh, I love bread.
Butter and cinnamon bread pudding. It's just so heavenly. It is heavenly. I cannot stress it enough. I don't know how you can order that shit, but that is amazing.
Man.
So anyway, shout out to Kuya Kim and shout out to Reti for getting me for Watson's. And they also gave me a goodie bag full of like Watson stuff, dude. It's amazing.
Like creams and stuff or?
No, the
vitamins. Okay.
The body wash, the big ass body wash and like hand wash and shit. Oh, last one. After that hosting, I went to Podium at Cafe Kitsune, which is like a new.
Maganda ba? I haven't been yet.
I mean, it's really nice inside. The vibe is really nice. Obviously, it's really nice coffee, but there's just a really long line that I don't think it's. I would actually wait a couple of more months for the line to die down because it's just too long. I was waiting there for 15 minutes until I decided to say that I'm just going to take out my coffee.
Okay.
And I'm going to drink it in Podium.
I walk the Podium all the time. It's not super busy weekdays, obviously. Like weekdays are like, you know, off peak hours. It's the line. There's still a line, but it's not as long as probably what you experience. Yeah.
But yun nga, kasi I went there on a Saturday. So maybe the line was just too much. Anyway. Really good coffee. I enjoyed it. And then right now what I am doing. Oh, by the way, another coffee shop that I went to just today is His Beans. That's in Timog in Quezon City. And then it's like a, I think it's a Korean rest or a Korean themed
coffee shop.
I do know that the owners are Korean. So it's a really nice restaurant. I got their cold brew latte, which means it's a cold brew concentrate. And they put milk instead of water. Mm-hmm. Damn, I really enjoyed that shit. Okay. I mean, like, I don't get impressed with a lot of cold brews because not impressed, but, you know, sometimes
I'm not impressed with this cold brew.
Hindi. Sometimes kasi when I get cold brew, it's just cold brew. So parang hindi ako yung parang wala siyang wow factor.
Oh, yeah, I understand.
I'm not saying it's bad.
It's like me and most black coffee. Like I like black coffee, but there's no black coffee where I like, wow, that was the black coffee for me.
Earlier today, I was like, I am enjoying this cold brew so much. Like the whole, like it was just homogenous and the taste was like unified.
I don't even know what that means, but it sounds great. What does homogenous mean?
It's just like, it's one.
It's one with this, one with this, one with liquid. The soul. Okay, yeah, with the liquid.
May concentrate, diba? Like may concentrate, tapos may milk. So parang nung ginalo ko na siya, pati yung taste niya, it was just like unified.
You know, parang smooth.
So it was very smooth.
Okay, I get
it. So I really enjoyed His Beans. Unfortunately, the place was a little full. So I decided to just take out my coffee again. And then nagdala ko ng coffee sa bahay ni Ryan also. I got them a matcha latte and like one of their lemonade series, which was grape. Dude. Grape lemonade. Like that shit looked amazing. Unfortunately, I can't drink it because it's filled with sugar.
What the hell does that taste like? Grape and grape lemon?
Aid. Parang grape-aid. Ganun. Okay. Grape lemonade. So anyway.
I see. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So that was really nice. And then today happened and that's it.
Finn. All right. Shall we wapow?
Wapow.
Let's wapow to the first thing we talked about, the XL World Championship. The World XL Championship, and it was it went viral on Twitter because somebody posted a screenshot that, hey, look at this competition. It's being broadcast on ESPN, which is known for, you know, broadcasting sports. I mean, most of the biggest sports in the world have been broadcast on ESPN, basketball, football, volleyball, tennis, etc. But XL championships were broadcast on ESPN2, which is ESPN's other channel, which broadcasts, I guess, not the mainstream sports. You know what I mean? Like not the big name sports. And it's pretty impressive, like how it works. Cause I've never heard of it. Have you heard of it before you saw it?
No.
Okay. So how it works is there are eight competitors, the top eight XL users in the world. I guess, I don't know how they determined it, if there was some sort of qualifier or whatever, but here's how the competition works. So it's three rounds. And then in each round, they are given like a case study problem, and it involves a game, like So, for example, in the first round of this year's XL Championships, they were tasked with creating a slot machine game with 8 different symbols and a complicated point scoring system. I didn't even know you could do that in Excel.
No.
Did you know that?
I did not know that you could do that.
Yeah. And then the second round involved, they had to feature a yacht, like a yacht regatta game. So like a boat, like the yacht regatta game with a complex wind speed and directional simulation. And then round 3 was a platformer, like a platformer game with 6 different levels. Platformers, like kind of like a Crash Bandicoot or Super Mario, right? That's a platformer game. So basically each round they had to create these games and solve these problems that were given to them. And it's such a crazy world that, I mean, such a crazy thing that I didn't know that you could do it. Cause when you think of Excel, what do you think of? Right. Like accounting shit.
Uh-huh.
Or just, you know, keeping records. I didn't know all of these things that you could do with Excel, except for, you know, how I know that there are a lot of, I don't know, formulas and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever used Excel to like copy paste the formula?
I do remember in high school. Was it in high school that they taught us about like the formula where
sum equals blah blah blah?
Yeah, where we even had like a competition or like an exam of some sort. But I totally forgot about that, and I didn't know that when you're working already, like as an adult, that would be very helpful.
Yeah,
because there are, you know, there are jobs out there that would really, you know, like give you a leg up.
But have you ever listed, because I remember listing on my resume proficient in Microsoft Office, which is like Word, PowerPoint, Excel. I put that, but I'm not that proficient. I just put it because I know how to open it up.
I don't think I have that in my CV.
and people say you're not really supposed to put it in there anymore unless like it's a super specific skill. Like you need to have a specific like Excel knowledge. Mm-hmm. They say like most people know how to use basic features of Microsoft Office anyway, like PowerPoint. You know how to make a PowerPoint presentation, et cetera, right?
I mean, I feel like that would be really interesting, but I feel like it needs to be somewhere specific because I remember when we were setting up our coffee shop and, you know, obviously it's a numbers game. You need, you know, to know about the money and stuff. We were having a meeting with someone who was very proficient in Excel, and it made the whole task easier. Us in.
Yeah.
And we didn't even have to pull out our calculator or whatever.
Kasi automated na lahat eh.
Oh, galing.
It's just plug and play. So anyway.
Parang specific. I want to learn about Excel, but very specific about, let's say, finances.
Yeah. Which is usually what it's used for, like financial documentation and, you know, showing, you know, full transparency with the numbers. And then, you know, if it's calculating tax or whatever. That's usually what Excel is for. But if you haven't seen, just go on YouTube and check it. It's all on there. Excel Esports, All-Star Battle. And there's commentary. There's commentary. You know how there's sports broadcasters, right? Dude, their commentators are like super hype. They're super into it. It's so fun to watch, even if you don't understand what's going on.
Oh, damn.
It's legit. It's legit. You got to watch it, man. I saw some clips on Twitter. Anyway, any more thoughts about the Excel World Champion?
That's it, man.
That's it. All right. Wapow.
Okay, so we have here a story about a fish. Okay.
Okay.
I know it sounds a little weird.
It's odd. It's an odd diva mix as well. Tell us about it.
Okay, so anyway, there's this woman who has a prized fish. So she's a Malaysian woman. And then apparently her Indonesian what do you call that? Like helper in the house help?
Right, her maybe domestic helper. Or I don't know what the term is, the correct word.
So yung ano niya, yung hinala niya is their house help cooked her prized fish. Her prized fish is called, oh my gosh, we were just talking about this.
But it was like he or she accidentally cooked the fish or intentionally?
Parang accidentally, but I don't know. Accidentally, if it's like a prized fish, obviously it's going to be in the aquarium, right?
Yeah, unless there's like an aquarium for cooking. Like they have a, you know how it's a lobster? You have seen those restaurants where there's lobsters?
Oh, that's here we go. It's a flower horn fish.
Flower horn.
So if you look it up, I mean, obviously, I think hindi naman siya ganun ka-expensive when you buy it. But obviously, you still have to pay money for it.
Yeah.
You still have to pay for it. And then it's also very tedious to take care of. So I'm guessing, obviously, if you already put in the time and the effort and then somebody would just cook it. Because if you see the photo of the cooked fish, it has like that, what do you call that? That enlargement in the...
Scales?
In the head. Because a flower horn has like...
I see it. It's like it has like a horn.
Yeah. It has like a parang bump in the head.
Okay.
Anyway. So, and then the cooked fish also kind of look like that. But honestly, for me, it kind of looks like just tilapia. But I don't know. Maybe.
I'm reading I'm just seeing a headline of an older article. Apparently, a flower horn fish is the closest thing to owning a puppy.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe they're like the puppies of the fish world, but okay. That must suck for the owner.
At saka alam ko, but I do know that they grow a large size. So yeah. But then again, like I said, if it's in an aquarium and then it has like, you know, all that shit inside, like you know it's a pet, right?
Yeah. But I'm trying to figure out the mindset of the person who cooked it. Mm-hmm. How they came to the conclusion like I should cook this fish.
Baka kasi naisip ko din eh, what if it was placed in like a bucket or like a bowl or something while they're cleaning the aquarium?
Ah, yun nga, no? Like in Nemo, right? When they take him out to clean the shit.
Yeah, dude.
Yes. But
prized fish. And I do know a lot of people who like that. Si Ryan nagkaroon ng ganun eh.
Someone cooked this fish?
Hindi, ng flower horn.
Oh, okay. I thought someone cooked this fish. Okay, no. He had a flower horn fish. Okay.
Yeah, he had a flower horn, and apparently, but because, you know, a lot of people like it because of the color. And it's not just one color. Like, there are different types of, like, flower horn fishes.
Different parang sub-breeds or whatever.
Oh, so para talagang you will really take care of it. So gets ko naman na parang if... gets ko naman, magagalit talaga ako, especially because, you know, that's
especially
not,
if it's your puppy. I mean, the puppy-like... fish.
And apparently pala, like to keep up like a really good aquarium with, you know, aquascape and stuff, it's not cheap, dude. It's expensive.
Mm-mm. You have to get the right like flora for it. You have to make sure like the
then
like it's always running, right?
Apparently naglalagay pala yung mga tao ng parang mga bacteria, para siyang bacteria balls na ilalagay sa water, and then it'll treat the water to have like good bacteria.
It has to maintain a certain pH balance too, no?
Oh, apparently so, because he's really into that. Tas di ko alam na ganun siya, na parang it's kind of like gardening, you know?
It's like taking care of like a bonsai tree.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like there's you have to be very, it's a delicate like ecosystem that you have to.
Alam mo, iniisip ko, because if you look up flower horn fish, they have like a bump on their head, right? Iniisip ko, ano yun nandun sa loob? I think it's just liquid. I think it's
not their brain, right?
I don't know, dude.
Oh, I know. Where is the fish brain? Where is the fish's brain normally?
I'm not sure.
Is it between their eyes? Like us? Like, I mean, above, for us, it's above our eyes, right?
Fish brain.
I got to Google that too. Where is the fish's...
in their stomach or something.
The fish's brain.
It's still there. It's still like near their eyes.
The nervous system of bony fish contains homologous structures to that of humans. So their skull contains... Oh, so it's in their skull. Which connects. Okay, so it's near the... Okay, that's a face. Okay. Oh, man. Was there an aftermath? Like an aftermath to the story? Or wala na? Yun lang.
Hindi, kasi ano kasi siya, it's more of like hinala. You know what I mean?
Like,
they're not sure. Because it's already cooked. And they can't prove anything.
They can't pinpoint it. Yeah. Baka it was a revenge thing.
Maybe.
Who knows?
Oh, man.
Hey, you ever want to cook somebody's pet? Like, I hate you. I'm going to cook your pet.
You know, that's like the first sign of
a psycho, a serial psycho. Killer.
Yeah, serial killer. When you just like no remorse, just kill an animal.
Oh, man. Any more final thoughts on this?
Do you have any more final thoughts?
I do not. I don't. I love all clown. Or what's it called? I love all. What's the name of the fish?
Flower horn.
Flower horn. I love all flower horn fish. There you go. Wow. Shall we whip out?
Wapow.
All right, before we talk about the hot topic about Donalyn Bartolome's Canto-themed birthday party, we have to do some...
Commercial.
To pay the bills.
Commercial.
To pay the bills.
Commercial.
To pay the bills. And thank you to Tinder for sponsoring us. Well, they're sponsoring our next mix, which is actually happening next week. So there's no regular mix next week, Rika G. We're going to have a special themed episode, but we do need our help. We need help from our Leche fans, rather.
Yes. So actually, you know, it's really interesting. And I think it's a topic that a lot of people like talking about because it differs like on every stage. It's different when you're dating in your teens. It's different when you're dating in your 20s.
And it's a generational thing, right?
It's a generational thing. That's why it changes every single time. And it did change, especially, you know, like 3 years ago, we went into lockdown. And I feel like people's dating experience and characteristics,
what they look for, etc.,
kind of like, you know, it kind of changed, kind of shifted.
Yeah,
you know, hello, just a few weeks ago we were talking about a law about ghosting.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that that came up in Congress, man.
Yeah, man. So the team at Tinder, of course, being the experts in all this at matching people, as they have been for, you know, since they started, they, you know, they were literally the app, right? For dating and for matching with people. They have kind of pinpointed there's new characteristics of dating, and we're going to talk about it, but we want to get some insights from our Leche fans, because I'm sure a lot of you are also out there searching for, you know, the next one, or not even the one. Sometimes you're just searching for someone that you jive with, that you vibe with.
So ano kasi, minsan kasi talaga yung characteristic na gusto mo sa isang tao is humihinga.
Yeah, I love that. Or
I will date you.
That's very important to have.
Ano
ba, humihinga, umiinom ng tubig,
makilay.
Oh, di ba, Mikey? But anyway, we're gonna be posting throughout the week on our social media pages, and I know a lot of you are very active on the Halala Show Leche Fam Facebook group. But if you're not part of that group, how do they join, Rika G?
Just search for it on Facebook. It's the Halala Show Leche Fam on Facebook. And then you just have to answer a couple of questions just so we know that you actually listen to the podcast.
You're not a bot.
You're not just going to repost.
Yeah. Repost the online shop. Anna?
Online shopping.
online.
Napapost talaga ako. Nang sabi ko, hi, sina yon. Anyway. I'm actually pretty interested kung sino din yung parang na, you know, they got together or they kind of connected because they're both listening to the Halala Show.
Yeah, that would be great.
Because I think it's possible.
100%. And also if, for example, maybe you're not using Facebook, some people don't have Facebook, we are going to also be posting on Instagram stories, just the same stuff. So you can interact with us on there. And if you want to do stuff anonymously, because we understand maybe you don't want to reveal who you are, if you want to share your stories and you want to do it anonymously, we totally get that. We also have an email. So it's thehalalashow@gmail.com. And I have a little bit of advice, by the way, for anyone that wants to send an email. But sometimes, minsan ang hassle gumawa ng ano, like a burn or not burner. What do you call it? A finsta dump. Email.
Yeah.
Anian?
Dump.
A dump email, right? You can just go to like, there's a site that I used before to, if I needed to sign up for like an email list, but I didn't want to give my real email. It's mailinator.com, mailnator.com. It's in your browser, and you can send an email through that inbox. It's crazy and it's free. It takes like 10 seconds. So just in case you want to send anything anonymous and you don't want to make another email through Gmail or whatever, you can send it to us. But we'll give you more information throughout the week. Just make sure you follow us online and look out for that next special collaboration episode happening next week. And that does it for
Commercial.
To pay the bills.
Commercial.
To pay the bills.
Commercial.
To pay the bills. And wapow, Rika G, we come to Donalyn Bartolome criticized for her, as she dubbed it, the canto themed birthday party. You want to give a little bit of background behind this, or do you want me to?
Go ahead. I mean, because I only saw posts on Twitter.
Okay.
That, you know, Donna Lynn Bartolome once again is trending because of her birthday party.
Yeah. So for those of you who don't know who she is an actress, singer, social media influencer, vlogger on YouTube. And she posted posted her birthday in the form of a vlog. Which is actually, and also like pictures from that vlog or pictures of the day when they were filming the vlog. So her birthday was actually in July, but the vlog only came out last week. And she gained a lot of flack from people because people were thinking that she was, I don't know if the word is appropriating. I don't know what like people are, the word is that people are using, but kind of like she was using the aesthetic of, canto meaning like lower class or whatever. That's what people were kind of vibing or feeling the vibe from that post and from that vlog. And what are your thoughts on that, Rika? Do you think that she intentionally was using the theme of canto to appeal to like, hey, look,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, hey, look, we're doing this in a non-flashy way, etc. So you should look at us or whatever.
I was actually talking about this whole issue with another person in the coffee shop. And then she pointed out a really good thought that, of course, you know, when it comes to that kind of stuff, you can definitely do it. You know, people can do that, especially if you're not mocking anybody or whatever. But you just, you don't, you know?
You don't what?
You can do it, but it's just not appropriate. Like, you don't do it.
Really?
Not just because you know what I mean? Like yung point niya is it doesn't mean that you can do something, you do it anyway. You know what I mean? It's not because hindi lang dahil kaya mo siyang gawin, igagawin mo na siya, meaning.
So you think it was a little bit out of touch?
You know, kasi like, sa akin kasi, definitely you have like, you know, the whole You have the whole world. You have, you know, you can do whatever you want. It's just that I feel like those kinds of things kind of like hurt more than
help. What if, because she qualified, Donna Lynn qualified the reasoning behind doing it was that she grew up kind of in that life.
Okay.
She kind of wanted to return to that feeling of, you know, having birthday, because so just a little bit of if you haven't seen the video or if you're not interested in looking it up. So they did such things as using monoblocks for chairs, traditional Filipino party games like pabitin. And I don't know, I've never played Limbo Rock, but I guess it's limbo, right? And then street foods, which are common in Filipino birthday parties because when I say canto birthday party, is that a negative thing? Is there a negative connotation?
Canto, I don't know. Maybe kasi yung canto has like a negative connotation.
But should it though? Should it have a negative connotation?
And it's really up to the people.
Right.
I mean, the society.
The And also the birthday cake that you got, that she had, it was a upside down, almost burnt like mound of rice.
And it's happened
that was the thing that also people kind of targeted on as well.
I don't know. Maybe because there's just, you know what? Honestly, I think at this point, they're really just trying to make noise. Because honestly, if, kunwari, ginawa niya naman to, tas hindi naman niya pinublicize, diba? Mm-hmm. Parang, there's really nothing wrong with, you know, celebrating, you know, where you grew up in, diba? How you celebrated your birthday before. But maybe it's all, kasi syempre, you know, when you put it up on YouTube, there's monetary gain.
Yeah. And people were upset about that. Some people were saying that she was like dressing up for,
parang,
you know,
yung ginawang cosplay.
Parang ganun. That's what people are. That's kind of one of the thing, major issues with a lot of people who are using this. Like, here's a tweet from someone. If you want to, you know, there's people who've been tweeting about it, but a tweet, I'm not going to say the username just in case they don't want to, but it was published on Rappler. Using canto aesthetic merely as an aesthetic without shedding light and calling for action over the financial insecurity, job precarity, and overall sickness that comes with it does not only maintain the unequal status quo, aestheticizing it also contributes to this inequality, which is, I think, a fair point. However, I don't, I'm going to, I don't want to say devil's advocate because these are really my thoughts on it. I don't think she had bad intentions at all. Like, I don't think she I don't know, maybe because you never know with influencers and whatever, what is exactly being done for clout, what is exactly being done for clickbait, or what do you call it? You know how there's like when people who aren't from the Philippines, when they use Filipinos as, you know, like watch my shit. What's it called?
Pinoy baiting.
Yeah, Pinoy baiting. I don't know if it was like some sort of baiting, like poor baiting, or I don't know if there's a term for that. But I think it's like the not a huge problem in terms of.
Naman kasi talaga. It's not a huge problem, you know.
Yeah, like I think that some people just got mad and just rode the mad train, if that makes sense.
Naman kasi.
Yeah.
But then again, kasi isipin mo na lang, maybe that's, you know, that's how you feel, or that's how, you know, some people feel because they're not in the situation. Mm. You know, they're not, wala naman tayo sa, you know, that percentage of the society na talaga nahihirap, diba?
Right.
Diba?
I get it.
Medyo wala kasi tayong perspective eh when it comes to that.
Pero and kunwari lang, let's say, you know, you and I, we've celebrated simple birthdays, for example, in the past. Maybe we didn't come from, exactly this background where they're, you know, like the Kanto birthday. For the case of this example, I don't think I've ever celebrated a Kanto birthday as was portrayed by Donalyn in her birthday. But I did do, you know, birthdays with Pabitin. And I mean, the clothes that they're wearing, I wear that shit every day, right? All the time. Like the clothes that they, so they, you know, it's not like I would be dressing down in a sense, because I that's what I dress as most of the time, you know, like very comfortable looking sando or whatever people were wearing in the pictures in the vlog. Yeah. But let's say we became super rich. Let's say Hala Hala Show really took off and we have millions of listeners every day and we're living the, you know, the fast life, blah, blah, blah. And then we celebrate our birthday. Like, do we have to upgrade our birthday parties in a sense to reflect the lifestyle? Or can we just
do what we're doing before? Yung mga ganito, talo ka kasi either way. Siyempre may masasabi at masasabi yung mga tao, because everything that you do, it has some sort of, you know, consequence in, you know, after.
Yeah.
So I think it's, even if kunwari sabihin natin, hindi nga intention na manakit, hindi nga intention na mag-belittle or whatever. Mm. But, you know, you put it out there and you chose those words. You chose, you know, you chose to put it on YouTube and you chose to gain from it. Right. And I think even if hindi naman talaga nga intention na manakit, you know, what, yun yung consequence of doing that.
Yeah. So no, should she have not done it, you think? Or just, it's really just, she has to live with it?
Sa akin kasi, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, parang at the end of the day, kung nakasakit ka ng tao, Kasi, sabihin natin, oh, hindi ko intention na ma-hurt kasi sasabihin ko. And then I said it. And then I hurt you. Hindi ko naman pwede sabihin, uy, bawal ka ma-hurt ta.
Yeah.
Diba?
Because it, my train of thinking is, if she were to have a lavish birthday, there's always, on the same end, people would say, tignan mo to, bakit ang gastos nila, blah, blah, blah. You can't really please anyone. So is it better to just not post at all? But that's her job. I mean, it's how she makes money.
And apparently, the production team behind this was also like, you know, they're known for creating noise that's not good.
Yeah, okay. I mean, that I could understand why maybe it's like, that's why she's getting a lot of flack from that as well.
Wala eh. I mean, like, for you to create that kind of noise and for you to create that, you know, that kind of effect on people, obviously you will gain something from it. But at the same time, you can't dictate what people will think about it. Sa akin kasi, very deliberate eh. Kumbaga, sabihin natin, she did spend her birthday like that.
Yeah.
But to name it that way,
Kanto theme.
That's alam mo yon. Yung parang feeling ko kasi, this very deliberate.
Parang may intention behind it to get some sort of.
Behind it, na even if it's not bad, diba, this is what you want to evoke from people.
Yeah, yeah, I feel that from you as well.
Right.
So, yeah. So if she maybe changed, maybe if she didn't label it as such, and she just posted a video like, "Look, I'm having fun with whatever," and didn't maybe ham up the whole like. Tingnan mo to, may pabitin kami. Look at us. We're so in touch with the whatever. Like I can see why that rubbed people the wrong way. If that was like the,
I think the highlight. That's the best way to describe it.
Okay.
Fair enough. It rubbed people the wrong way.
Yeah. Fair enough. All right.
Wrong. It's not completely wrong.
I don't think what she did was wrong.
Wala ka sa ganun. Like, do you live your life with like black or white? It's wrong.
Yeah,
right?
I think there's gray area. No, there's a gray area in between. And I think when it comes, like we've talked about it on the podcast a lot, in terms of when you get to that level of influence, right, or that level of fame, where people like eyes that were never on you before are on you. You have to be a little bit more careful with your intentions. I mean, you have to assume that people will assume your intentions for doing stuff, which I think is also on the other end of things is also wrong.
Mm-mm.
Right? To be judgment, unless it's something super like, you know, that's wrong. You know, like it's, you know, like if it's in a gray area, that's where I find problems with people kind of labeling it. Hey, that's black or that's white. I think that's where the issue lies also for me and on the other end of things.
Yeah. And I do remember, I can't forget about this, but I remember when we had our first PNA Christmas party and then, you know, like we were invited to speak in front of the, you know, people and you know, our audience and stuff. And then I remember, I don't know if it was Delamar, but it was the Eve's podcast. Eve's Drop podcast who was talking. And then they said, obviously, you know, when you're in broadcasting, but nowadays, it's not just radio, TV, and the news, right? There's media.
Yeah.
When you're broadcasting something, you have some sort of responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
See, you hold the ears of the people.
Yeah.
Diba? Mm-hmm. So to have that kind of influence, I think there really has to have some, you know, you really have to have some sort of responsibility and not just within ourselves, but I think it's also nice that, you know, like nowadays there are rules now on online and there are people who are policing content because
which is also kind of scary in a sense.
It's scary. It can get really dark.
Yeah. You know, I had a thought yesterday just to kind of, I might wrap up my thoughts on this. Like I filmed a video for, you know, because I got a cake from Paper Moon, by the way, shout out to Paper Moon. Happy 7th anniversary. And I took a video of like my dogs eating it. Mm-hmm. And I had to look up like, can dogs eat cake?
Yeah.
Because I was afraid that someone said, one person out there or someone who's like, you shouldn't feed that to dogs. It's harmful or whatever. And that was my first thought. I was like, fuck, will I get a lot of flack for this?
Yeah, because it's a total hassle, but I think it's necessary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, in a sense. Yeah, if it's done in the right way.
Tsaka tignan mo naman, it has 5.8 million views, dude.
Mm-hmm.
In what, 6 days?
Yeah, 6 days.
Come on, man.
Grabe na, grabe. Yeah. But yeah, anyway, any more? I guess we've already given our thoughts on this. But do you have anything else you want to say about this this birthday party?
You know what? It's a type of thing that we talk about, hopefully it's, you know, a conversation that evokes something, you know, that we learn from and that, you know, kasi it's just, I feel like it's pointless na, you know, to shoot Donalyn down eh. Alam mo yun?
Yeah, I agree.
Kasi may platform siya. Hindi siya aalis, guys.
Mm-hmm.
But to have a conversation about it and to come out of it in a good light, hopefully that's what happens.
Yeah.
The situation.
Yeah. And we didn't talk about it as a Titi before, but she did have that issue a few weeks or months ago about the baby photo shoot. I don't know if you saw that. Okay. So she's no stranger to controversy as well. And she's still doing her stuff. So like Rica said, yun nga, she's not going away. So maybe just try to have a conversation, you know.
Tayo na. Tayo na mag-adjust, guys.
Wag na yung All right. Well, Pao, I know you got to go in a bit because what's going on today? There's a Ru. What's
we have
going?
A view. We have a watch party for RuPaul's Drag Race Philippines.
All right. Well, let me know how it goes. But once again, thank you to Tinder Philippines for sponsoring our next mix, which is happening next week. Make sure once again to check us out on social media. We're going to be asking a lot of questions. We would love for you to be a part of that mix because I think it's just such a fun conversation to have. Anything else you want to plug, Rica G?
Go to 1C and that's it.
All right, that's it. And shall we extra song?
Bye.
Later.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.